Hey, welcome to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. Today we're diving into The Sleep Solution by W. Chris Winter. Sophie, what surprised you most in this book?
Hey there, Sam. The biggest surprise for me was that we've actually turned sleep into a performance metric. Winter says our obsession with optimizing sleep is exactly what keeps us awake.
Right. He calls sleep a biological symphony. It's active and organized, and you can't force it to play.
Yes. So the first step is finding your own sleep requirement. The 8-hour rule is a myth.
How do you figure out your real number? He suggests going to bed without an alarm for a week, right?
Exactly. Same bedtime every night, wake naturally, and the average sleep you get is your true need. Some people need 6, others need 9.
That's freeing. But he also warns against fighting your chronotype. Night owls shouldn't force a morning lark schedule.
That fight is a recipe for lifelong sleep misery.
Then he gets into the mechanics of sleep. Deep non-REM sleep repairs your body, and REM sleep processes your memories.
Which is why the snooze button is so destructive. He literally calls it the most destructive force in human sleep.
It pulls you out of deep or REM stages just as your body is doing the important work.
So his advice is to set your alarm for the latest possible moment and get up immediately.
Now let's talk insomnia. He flips the whole thing on its head, doesn't he?
He does.
Insomnia isn't a sleep disorder. It's a wakefulness disorder. Your bed becomes a battlefield.
You've conditioned yourself to be alert in bed. So how do you break that cycle?
Stimulus control. Only go to bed when you're truly sleepy, and if you're awake for 20 minutes, get out of bed.
Then read a boring book in dim light, or do a chore and return when real sleepiness hits. It sounds counterintuitive.
But it works. It reteaches your brain that the bed is for sleep, not for worrying.
He also busts the sleep bank myth. You can't catch up on weekends.
Sleep is a river, not a bank. Oversleeping on Saturday gives you social jet lag.
So the single most powerful habit is a consistent wake-up time, 7 days a week.
That anchors your entire circadian rhythm. It's the biggest lever you can pull.
I've started that, and it genuinely helps. Now, what about the bedroom? You want the cave, right?
Cold and dark, around 65 to 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Your body temperature needs to drop to fall asleep.
And blackout curtains for blue light. Melatonin gets suppressed by screens and tiny LEDs.
Yes, create a sensory deprivation chamber.
What about exercise? He says late workouts aren't always bad.
Right, but exercise won't cure insomnia. You cannot run a sleep problem. And alcohol suppresses REM, causing those 3 a.m. wake-ups.
That explains a lot. And for naps, he recommends a strategic 20-minute power nap, right?
Yes, early afternoon, and avoid sleep inertia. He even suggests a caffeine nap.
Drink coffee, nap for 20 minutes, and wake up as the caffeine kicks in. Clever.
He also covers sleep apnea seriously. Loud snoring and gasping are red flags for heart disease and stroke.
My uncle finally got a sleep study after years of exhaustion. It's a big deal.
But the deepest point is philosophical. We've made sleep another project to optimize.
The best sleepers never think about sleep. They just get tired and sleep.
So the key is to let go of the struggle and trust your biology.
My takeaway is to stop fighting sleep and start creating the conditions for it. Consistent wake time, a cool dark room, and absolutely no snooze button.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper into this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Because the solution isn't more sleep, it's better sleep, and that begins with a shift in perspective. We'll see you in the next one.